AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. FBI Director James Comey says the agency stopped several potential attacks leading up to the 4th of July. Federal agents arrested more than 10 people in the month before the holiday. Speaking to reporters today, Comey did not go into detail about those arrests. South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley signs a bill later today to remove the Confederate flag flying on the grounds of the statehouse. Laura Suber brought her grandchildren to the statehouse in Columbia.
When the children get in high school, they can say, I was there to see history being made.
There will be a flag removal ceremony in South Carolina tomorrow. On Capitol Hill, Republicans in the House scrapped a vote to allow Confederate flags at cemeteries run by the National Park Service. New York Democrat Hakeem Jeffries doesn't understand the tradition supporters of the Confederate flag talk about.
Is it slavery? Rape? Kidnap, treason, genocide, or all of the above?
In Vienna, Secretary of State John Kerry indicated the deadline for a nuclear deal with Iran will likely pass again. But he added this is not a strict deadline.
We are not going to sit at the negotiating table forever. We also recognize that we shouldn't get up and leave simply because the clock strikes midnight.
Jeb Bush's campaign for president is off to a fast start. The Republicans' campaign has raised more than $114 million in the first 6 months of the year. No candidate for president has raised this much money so early in the campaign. Former San Francisco 49er Ray McDonald is due in court later today. He is charged with domestic violence and false imprisonment. McDonald is accused of assaulting his ex-fiancée while she held their two-month-old child. The British government is telling all UK tourists to get out of Tunisia because a terrorist attack there is highly likely. The Dow is up 78 points. This is AP Radio News. A day after the tech troubles on Wall Street and at United Airlines, what happened?
This is a wake-up call.
Former FBI cybersecurity expert Sean Henry says Wednesday's tech meltdown shows the government's got to step up its game.
The government needs to take some more actions. There needs to be a lot more coordination.
And although his sources are telling him that these were just technical snafus, he says the bad guys really are out to get us.
There are terrorist groups. There are organized crime groups. There are hacktivist groups like Anonymous. Foreign nation states that are targeting our infrastructure. They're stealing data. They have the ability to disrupt and potentially to destroy.
He was on NBC's Today Show. I'm Rita Foley.
Benny Werkberger got stopped for speeding twice in Vermont. He was caught driving 97 in a 65-mile-an-hour zone on Interstate 91. And state police say just 5 miles down the road, they caught Werkberger's Mercedes traveling at 90 miles an hour. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.